this is Hiding But Nobody Missed You. It's track is this six?
This is track five on disc two.
Track five on disc two.
There's so many.
Originally, what our working title, this, these titles are never the real ones, but we thought that the keyboards kind of sounded a little bit like a Plain Song on The Cure's opening track from Disintegration, one of the greatest albums of all time. And it is kind of like a keyboard influenced as far as the foundation. It is a keyboard. I think the keyboard is actually run through a Boss HM2 pedal, which is a heavy metal pedal, which gives it that kind of a little bit of an insane texture. So let's hear just the keyboard.
This is a guitar part that comes in the verse two section. I think the back half.
No, it's the front half.
Front half, yeah. Never mind. The front half. I was digging around and messing with some sounds and effects and kind of stumbled on this combination while Mark was actually trying to come up with a legitimate guitar part. So I completely messed it up for him.
I guess so.
But we ended up really, really liking the kind of tonality of this thing.
Yeah, and I think we ended up using that same sound on a couple other guitar parts throughout the record.
Yeah, we did.
You can do that when you have 19 songs on a record.
What?
So here's the vocals again. I don't like playing my vocals, but my wife Christy's singing and
she sounds awesome.
Yeah. And so we kind of wanted to just let you guys hear soloed the intertwining of the two of our vocals together, because I think it's a really nice blend, and also the words are really cool, I think. I know I wrote them, but I think they're pretty cool.
How could I forget your smile?
Secrets hiding in your eyes.
It's hard to imagine.
Lost in your feelings.
I go back every once in a while.
Drifting under in the sky.
You're crying. You keep crying. You used to just sit and stare.
Seeing yourself so high.
Living what you weren't really.
You found no reason.
Then you vanished like the evening air.
Never even said goodbye.
You were dying. You were dying inside.
These are the guitars in the out section. I think there are at least
four, five.
At least in starting anyway. There's a couple of different capo positions and tunings as well, spread throughout the stereo field. And then you're going to hear some of the more linear parts come in. And once again, it's the guitar orchestra. So, have a listen.
Thank you.
So, in this section, this being probably the most drum-heavy Hammock record to date, we wanted to give you kind of an example of this is a combination of programming and some real drums.
Very little real drums.
Yeah, more programming than you would imagine.
Yes. So, yeah, I mean, we have a lot of real drums on this record, but this one's pretty, I love Andrew's programming on this one.